Tuesday night, or we give the tevis to our halacha, what to do with the leftover shemen from Chanukah.
Okay, so presumably most people have leftover oil in the cups. I'm not talking about in the bottle of oil, but in the neiros, in the neiros of the kli, where the shemen and the psila was, that's called a neir. So in the neiros, there's leftover oil and the wicks. So the basic halacha is that it's also to be nehenna from it. You can't use it for your own purposes, for mundane purposes, for chulin purposes. It's something called huktzah l'mitzvaso. We'll see in a moment which oil exactly is huktzah. But first we'll talk about the din that it says that you burn it. There's no real din to burn it. The din is that it's huktzah l'mitzvaso, and it's also to be nehenna from it. That's from the left, the shemen and the psilos that are left over in the ner that were used in the mitzvah. Even though, for example, other mitzvahs, the huktzol mitzvaso is limited to the zman of the mitzvah, like atzei sukkah is only huktzol mitzvaso on sukkis. But ironically, the problem arises because you thought it would burn up. So you on Sukkos, so the haktzah for the mitzvah is limited to the days of Sukkos. Here, the person was makzeh it l'mitzvaso completely, thinking it would burn up, and then there wouldn't be anything left that's ro'i for use. So, so that's why the whole thing is now huktzah l'mitzvaso. And so it's also banah. You can't use it now. What do you do with it? So, because some say it's more than, whether it's a tashmish mitzvah, which it would seem to be only a tashmish mitzvah, which really you could throw away a tashmish mitzvah mikra din, although it shouldn't be treated by bezoyon, or it's a tashmish kedusha, where it's taka osur mitzara din, to throw it away b'mokum bezoyon. So that's why it talks about being sorrowful, because that's a respectable thing to do to it, so to speak. The ikker, though, is not to spill it out, or not to spill it out in a mokum maguna. Now, if you can spill it out, some say that down a regular sink, not through the biyuv sink, you know, through the echveis. If it's not going to mix with the sewage, I don't know, so you can spill it out there. Maybe you can spill it out on the ground and it gets swallowed up by the earth. I don't think that's derech b'zayin. That's okay to do. But, there's no real din to burn it. The din is not to throw it out, derech b'zayin. The basic din is not to be nehenna from it. Then you say, okay, so what am I supposed to do with it? So you can't throw it out, derech b'zayin, so you can't exactly wrap it up in a triple wrap and put it in the garbage can, because it's oil. It doesn't work. If you can get that to work, you could do that. The truth is, many people do that with challah also. Rather than, it seems any way you burn challah is problematic nowadays. Why nowadays? Because in the olden days, they had a fireplace. They cooked. So you just threw it into the fire and put on asik. Now, the whole ASIC with the fire and the grates, and you're making a treif, because a piece of challah is treif. I'm going off on a tangent, because many people don't bother trying to burn the challah, and they just do what we do if you ever took truma from Maestros, what do you do with the truma, quote, truma, unquote? You wrap it up. What do we do with Shviya stuff, where you wrap it up, and you put it out in a double wrap, a triple wrap, you know, whatever will keep it from being this bazeh. So some people do that even lechatchila with challah, also because of the issues that arise from burning it. Anyway, here also there's no din to burn it dafka. The point is not to get rid of it derech bizoyon. Okay, now what are we talking about exactly? There's a few more seconds. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says. That more than the shear of a half hour is not huktzah l'mitzvaso. We're talking about if it was kofsa, where it went out, and you have left over of what was huktzah l'mitzvaso of the half hour. But l'maisa we paskin that if you weren't masneh beforehand, that you're only maksel mitzosol, the amount that's needed to burn for a half hour. If you didn't make that t'nai, then everything becomes osur, everything that was part of the mitzvah, and therefore you have to deal with all of it. But again, we're only talking about what's in the nair. We're certainly not talking about what was left behind in the bottle of oil. Okay.